the support of Christian Radio Broadcasting at WCNO. So begin now by praying for this ministry and join us for prayer and praise beginning Monday, April 9th on the Good News Station, WCNO.
First Thessalonians chapter 5, and we're going to take a look beginning at verse number 18 of First Thessalonians chapter 5. This is part 2 of our message for today entitled Created to Praise. Part 2. Amen. Created to praise. Take a look at your neighbor and tell him you were created to praise. Especially when we come into an environment like this where others around us are praising and worshiping and honoring God, we must know that we too are created to praise. We're not created to spectate. Don't let the devil fool you and bind you up, make you feel insecure about praising. Maybe you got a real loud mouth. Well, get loud. Maybe you feel like you sound funny. Well, just sound funny. The Lord said, make a joyful noise. Some people are only good for singing in the shower, but when we sing as a group, sing. The Lord didn't say you had to be, you know, this, that. He said, make a joyful noise. Let it be the condition of your heart. Amen. Making a sound to the Lord through your vocal cords. Amen. So don't be insecure. Don't let the enemy cause you to be a spectator. Be a participator. Whenever praises are going up, you get in the water. Get in the flow. Amen. Especially when we sing a song 3 and 4 times, you know something's going on. Amen. If you didn't get it the first time, get it the second time. If you didn't get it the second time, get it the third time. If you didn't get it the third time, get it the fourth time. God is saying, I want you to get it. We were created to praise. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 5, I'm sorry, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, it says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Sometimes you may pray and not hear a word from God and you need direction. Instead of worrying and fretting, we just read what the will of God is. Get it up there again for me. In everything, somebody say everything.
Everything.
No.
Everything.
Everything. In everything, give thanks. See, everything is more than everything. In everything, when you don't know the will of God about something, in the midst of that, the word says, give thanks. This is the will of God. You want answers to everything, but instead of getting in a panic mode or God have forgotten me or complaining mode or stressed out and all that, instead of that, it says, this is the will of God. When you don't know the way, when you're under pressure. People call them deadlines. I call them lifelines. You know, when you got a deadline coming up and you don't know what to do. I call it a lifeline. Instead of panicking, give God praise. I'm going to show you something, because it's not just saying that because God likes to hear you worship him. He's up there. No, if you never worshiped, God wouldn't move an inch away from his throne. It, you know, even if we're wise as all get out, it don't affect heaven. If we act stupid, it doesn't affect heaven. Amen. It's for our benefit. When we act wisely, it's for our benefit. It pleases God, but it's for our benefit. It doesn't move heaven. It don't mess up heaven at all. When you mess up, heaven ain't messed up. So, when we praise, God gave us this for a reason. You got angels and all kind of strange creatures all around the throne. What about that creature with all the eyes? Eyes everywhere around the throne, worshiping, saying, holy, holy, holy. Angels, innumerable numbers of angels worshiping. Holy, 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 all the time. So your little praise I say that kind of, you know, jokingly, because angels can't praise God like we can. Our praise is much deeper than theirs. Because see, angels never dealt with sin. Angels don't know what redemption is about. They still look into this mystery wondering. But see, we know what it's like to go through. We know what it's like to be hurting. We know what it's like to have to deal with sin. We know what forgiveness is like. So we have it on a deeper level. So your worship is important. I mean, it carries some weight. Your prayer, your praise. But understand, this is the will of God. And I'm going to show you some things here as to why it's important for us to praise him. Praise doesn't mean that you feel good. Now, when you feel good, you better be praising. But praise him when you don't feel good. Don't let feelings govern your relationship to the Lord, because he doesn't change. All this stuff in this reality changes. All this is temporary. It changes. But he doesn't change. Learn to praise him when you're going through trouble, difficulty, when you're having trouble with yourself. Instead of getting down on yourself and feeling guilty and letting the devil kick you around and beat you up, start praising God. God saved you. He knew you before you got saved. He knows your frame. And thank God he's not like man. Man find a flaw in you and they don't. God, it draws God close to you. Amen. Tell somebody, give thanks in everything. Listen, this is the will of God. See, sometimes you're not going to get an answer until you start praising. Till you start giving God thanks. You'd be surprised how revelation will come to you when you purpose in your mind, instead of getting a bad attitude. Lord, I'm hurting. They did me wrong. I'm mad. I feel like choking them. But instead of doing that, I'm going to give you praise. I'm going to go get in my closet and worship you. Until this thing gets off of me, you'll be amazed how God will talk to you and give you a revelation on what to do, on how to overcome, how to break that thing off of you. Amen. Thankfulness. Gratitude is the mother of all virtues. Gratitude. I love to be around thankful people. On the contrary, sometimes it's difficult being around when you have to be around people that are not thankful. A lot of people in our country, until you take them to a third world country and let them eat from their table and sleep under the mosquito nets and go through the marketplace full of mud. Then they come back a little more thankful. Gratitude is the mother of all virtue. We live in a world that has been trained in complaining, in mumbling, in grumbling, in groaning. I don't like this, and I don't like that, and I'm sick and tired of that. You know, some places in the world, the first thing a mother does when she wakes up is roll over to see that her child is still alive. And we mumble about a waitress. Well, I better leave that alone because I do that. Lord, don't take me there. My wife had to check me sometimes. I said, what? Now, why would they? I said, I better slow down here. They're getting paid for this. But y'all get the picture right. We can tend to complain about things that don't really, you forget about them 15 minutes later. It's no big deal. But gratitude is the mother of all virtue. We need to be trained in the art of thankfulness. You have to train yourself. The natural propensity, the fallen nature is not one of thankfulness. But the spirit that you carry, being born again, is one of gratitude and thankfulness. 2 Timothy 3, don't turn there, just write it down. 2 Timothy 3, verse 1 through 3 and verse 5, we see that perilous times have come because men have become. And it gives a list. But an environment has been created because men have become certain ways. This world is in the corrupt state that it is in, not because of God, but because of what men have become. But now it goes on to say, I better take you there so you can see something. Verse 5, 2 Timothy 3, verse 5. It gives a list of all the corrupt stuff that men have become. Covetous, heady, high-minded, boasters, proud, blasphemers, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. All the list goes on and on. But look here in verse 5. For men shall be lovers. I'm sorry, verse 5. That's 2. There we go. It says, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. What that means to me, if there's having a form of godliness, some of these folk that are causing these perilous times is up in the church. When I say church, in the building. Because they have a form of godliness, but denying the power. In other words, they're not really thankful. That's why we must train ourselves to give thanks in all things. I remember all I had to eat, although it was a case of split pea soup. Canned, Campbell's. I wasn't thankful for about the first 10 cans. But then I realized wasn't let go change. Till thankfulness started coming. So I thought, thank God. You know, I was out to lunch with someone the other day, and they ordered split pea soup. I said, you know what? I'll have the same. It was good, too. It tasted good. I got delivered.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. Or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11:00.